A changing of the guard in Britain. Again, I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Liz Truss is on her way out as Prime Minister.
I wish Rishi Sunak every success for the good of our country.
She's stepping down after just 7 weeks on the job amid financial turmoil. Rishi Sunak will take over as Prime Minister after a formal meeting this morning with King Charles. Back here, it's just 2 weeks till Election Day, and tonight there will be a debate in Pennsylvania in the close Senate race between John Fetterman, who maintains he's fully capable as he recovers from a stroke, and his Republican rival, Dr. Mehmet Oz.
The Democrats' team is already tempering expectations ahead of tonight's debate, saying, quote, "Let's be clear about this matchup. Dr. Oz has been a professional TV personality for the last two decades. We'll admit this isn't John's format."
Fox's Jackie Ibañez. Last night, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis squared off against his Democratic challenger, Charlie Crist. They sparred over inflation, education, and COVID.
"We've lost 82,000 of our fellow Floridians."
And Crist claimed in the debate aired by WPEC and the Sinclair Broadcast Group,
"If we had only had the standard of other states in the United States, 40,000 of those people would still be alive."
DeSantis fired back.
He said, "You need to force people to shelter in their own homes. That would have destroyed the state of Florida. That would have caused our tourism industry to go into the toilet."
There will be no school today at Central VPA High in South St. Louis, Missouri, the day after a former student who graduated last year went in and started shooting, killing a teacher and a student, wounding seven other kids until police killed him.
"I can't say enough how well the officers did. Getting there on scene as quickly as they did, making entry, locating the suspect."
Police Chief Michael Sack. Those shots were being fired at the same exact time as Michigan school shooter Ethan Crumbly was in court in handcuffs, pleading guilty to murdering four classmates at Oxford High last year. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Days after China gave leader Xi Jinping a five-year term, a third one, the Justice Department cracks down on subversive Chinese government activity inside the U.S., charging 13 people in three separate cases.
The first case Attorney General Merrick Garland announced was against two Chinese intelligence officers. DOJ accused them of trying to bribe an FBI agent they thought they'd recruited to provide information about a prosecution involving a Chinese telecom company. But it was a double agent, and they fed the Chinese fake documents. FBI Director Christopher Wray said Monday,
"You know, we employ double agents frequently in our counterintelligence operations against the PRC's services and other foreign threats."
Another case involved four people accused of trying to steal American technology, and another case involved the harassment of a woman and her son, whom they pressured to return to China or face endless misery in the form of lawsuits. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
They'll keep picking a jury today in New York City to put the Trump Organization on trial in a tax fraud case. In another Trump probe,
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas temporarily blocking testimony from Senator Lindsey Graham to a special grand jury investigating efforts from former President Donald Trump and others to influence the 2020 presidential election in Georgia. The order from Justice Thomas stops Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis from compelling Graham to testify, while the highest court decides on the senator's request for a longer delay of the case.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz on Wall Street. Stock futures are down the morning after more big gains. The Dow has surged up more than 1,100 points the last two trading days. On Monday Night Football,
blitz. Fields throws to Herbert. Has blocking. Has a touchdown.
Justin Fields also rushed for a score in the Chicago Bears' 33-14 win over the New England Patriots on ESPN to close out Week 7 of the NFL season. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.